Part 24, Chapter 4. When he heard Alert 3 from the mine radio in his belt, Johnny had slid out of the coffin buried close by the platform and inside the atmosphere armor curtain. He was dressed in a camouflage radiation suit and wore an air mask under its face shield. His pouch was hanging from a wide belt. He was armed with 3 kill clubs, a dirk, and a flamethrower. He had a couple of other things for contingencies. He had not expected the Brigantes to be inside on the platform. 6 guards and General Smith. He hadn't thought even a Brigante would be crazy enough to let himself be fired to Cyclo. Money. They had bundles of money on the platform. They were all looking at Turl. Turl was turning away from pushing the firing button. The Brigantes had not noticed Johnny, 30 feet away and slightly behind them. Well, it would not matter. Johnny started to ignite the flamethrower. And then he saw a movement. They had something in a long bundle. The end of it was open. They had somebody there. A hostage they were taking to Cyclo. Gray hair, the scrap of a cloak. Sir Robert! Johnny had to abandon any thought of using the flamethrower. It would kill Sir Robert as well. Turl was walking easily and confidently back from the console to the platform center. The wires were humming. He halted, thunderstruck. Just a moment ago, he had seen what he had thought was the animal outside, way over by the car. And here he was inside the armor curtain. Was the curtain off? No, he could see it shimmer through the snow. How had the animal gotten through it? Just as Turl was about to charge, he saw the animal drop a long rod weapon he carried. The animal's hand darted toward a pouch at his belt. Johnny withdrew the contracts Turl had signed. He skimmed them to the platform center, the red seals glaring in the falling snow. Unmistakably, the contracts Turl had signed. Johnny shouted as loud as he could to be heard through masks and faceplates.
Don't forget to record these on Cyclo!
Turl was horror-struck. The last thing he wanted to appear on Cyclo's platform were those phony contracts. Turl started to dive toward them and pick them up. He collided with Smith just as the general sought to give orders to his bowmen. Reaching down, Johnny picked up a beryllium ultimate bomb. He had intended to just throw it on the platform. It was wrapped with a cord. The golden glow of its metal, its size, and its hexagonal shape made it totally recognizable. The cord was not a fuse. The fuse was inside it, set for 8 minutes by a timing device on the top. It had an access plate in the bottom that was purposely jammed. Johnny touched the igniter he still held to the carrying cord end. 2 poisoned arrows whizzed by him.
Grenade!
Shouted Johnny. He pitched the 80-pound weight straight at Turl. It struck the Cyclo a glancing blow and bounced down under his feet. 1 glimpse of a lit grenade, their own favorite weapon, caused the Brigantes to run. At that moment, trumpeting elephants sounded outside. The Brigantes hit the atmosphere armor curtain and were thrown back from it. Turl took 1 look at the bomb, and any thought he had about papers crammed his horror into terror. It was the bomb! But it had a time fuse. How had the animal gotten it away from Brown Limper, unwrapped it, and changed the fuse all in no time at all? But Turl knew what he had to do. He had to get rid of it fast.